wringing the water from my coat and wrapping my arms around myself to hold on to what little warmth I have left, I hurry faster down the path. I'm too far from nightfall and too drenched to turn back now. I'll catch my death of cold before I reach Main Street, let alone our house on the other side of town. Getting to Baron's cabin and drying out by his fire is my only hope. If he isn't home, or if his shack really is as primitive and comfortless as the rumors would have a person believe, I might very well die out here.
The moment I'm through the door, I'm barking orders. More wood on the fire, then head to town and get the doctor. Laura groans in protest, and I snap. Now, Laura, there isn't time to argue. If she dies because you wasted time complaining about not wanting to go into town in the snow, I'll never forgive you. Never. Head hung in shame, Laura shuffles quickly through the living room into the kitchen, and then out to the wood pile on the back porch. Thankfully, the fire hasn't gotten too low, and the coals are still hot. If I can just get any warm, there's a chance she'll come back to me. Come back to me. The thought doesn't make any sense. Annie, wonderfully, is a stranger. I barely know her. But as I cradle her in my arms, on the edge of the couch, carefully removing her soaked, icy clothing, I can't remember the last time I felt this full. Full of fear and worry, yes, but also longing and determination. Death won't claim this woman. Not yet. Not if there's anything I can do to save her.